back, guys, to episode 85 of the Kinda Nice podcast. This is 15 away from the big 100. Pretty stoked to be getting to those numbers. As you can see, I still haven't moved the sign. It's still on that side.
As you cannot see, technically.
I did buy a sick painting that I think I'm going to put here. I don't know why. I bought like a $300 painting. I was on Instagram. And I was like, I just saw this painting. It's like this French artist. And I was like, dude, this is sick. And I saw that he was selling it. And I was like, I could own this. And then he makes one piece of art like a month or something like that. And then he makes like 250 copies, signs them all. And then that's it. So they're like limited edition. So they're numbered and signed.
Okay.
So I don't think it's like the original he painted. I think that one would probably be like hundreds or thousands.
I mean, who is this painter?
He's like a French painter guy. I'll pull up the... It's like you'll see it when it comes in. It'll be here like by next podcast. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
I'm thinking for those of us that are now, you know, captivated and want to go check out his
we'll talk
art.
About it when it's here because we'll have it. We can look at it.
All right, fair enough. We'll save it for another time.
I was looking at the wall and I was like, man, it's an empty space. And I saw it on Instagram and it got me. I was like, all right, cool.
He's like, I got some money to burn.
I really don't. I really don't. That was the worst part too. I was like,
he's like, I got an impulse buy.
Like a rapper invested into art now.
It was such an impulse buy, but I don't know. There's something about this art piece that I was like,
what is it at least?
It's
are you going to wait to like reveal it or are you going to tell us a little bit about it?
I'll tell you a little bit. So it's like a picture of like kind of like a native looking woman, just her face. And it's like the Amazon and it kind of like meshes her face with the Amazon.
Kind of like what you're seeing with like AI pictures where they're like take a picture of a person's face and like make it into the scenery.
Does she have the red stripe going across her eyes?
No, she has like some tribal tattoos, but it's just her face. It's not like body or anything. It's just like face. And then I'm pulling it up. This is
this is honestly not like, where I thought you were going. I thought you'd be like, it's the most beautiful sunset you've ever seen.
I really enjoy like beach and nature, like but like tropical stuff.
Women's faces.
What do you get when you see it? Like, what do you feel?
Hopefully my wife will look like this.
Your wife be a little wild.
Yeah, like a native, you know,
indigenous
tribal tattoo. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you, kid.
That'd be wild. Doesn't even speak English.
Kid like comes back from France and he's like, while I was away, I just decided to go all over Europe and find some tribes. And
nah, this wouldn't be Europe. There's no tribes in Europe, by the way.
Well,
is it?
No, dude, nothing at all.
Europe's fully called, like it's been there forever.
Oh, even the gypsies?
Sick, right?
Okay, that's really nice.
It's
actually
pretty sick.
That's really nice.
Oh, it is kind of nice.
Yeah, your description didn't do it justice.
If you guys, I'm going to show it to the camera. If you guys want to see it, you got to go to patreon.com/kindanice, and then you can see these full length episodes and you can see the painting. If not, you'll still have to wait. We'll probably post it on Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. He's showing if I get it up close. It's one of those. Like you would scroll and see something kind of like that on social media. I have before.
It's so cool, dude.
This one's so clean. It's
look
super
at it
crisp.
Closer, dude. Look at it. How big is it going to be?
I think a little smaller than that whiteboard.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Yeah. It's not huge. Yeah, I was going to buy it. Nice. There was like a more expensive one. It was like $500. And I was like, let me not be an idiot. Yeah.
if he dies.
Let me exercise a little bit of self-control.
Might be worth some money.
I don't think I'll ever resell it. I kind of like, after when I got buyer's remorse, I immediately was like, oh, I can resell this thing for more money. And I was like, I'm never going to do that. But I feel like it'll go really good in this room because it's kind of like earthy green.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's a looker too. She
that's
got
what
nice,
I'm saying.
Nice
she's
little
looker.
Ears.
Yeah. That's a good way.
Good looking nose.
Good
brown lips.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Good mountain eyes.
The tribal tattoos.
Yeah. She.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's bae.
That's bae.
That was my impulse buy. When was the last time you made like a stupid purchase?
Oh
like
my
that?
Gosh.
Well, yesterday.
Well, no, I guess it wasn't an impulse buy. To me, Abby was like, let's go have a nice dinner. Like on our way back from Austin. Cause we were in Austin for the, was it the World Ninja League?
We're going to
tier two championships. But no, I'm sure. I think a pair of pants, but like a nice pair of pants.
Oh, he spent
like,
yeah, he
spent $300
on
any
pants.
More pants.
Oh my goodness.
And would you say what?
You probably spent $300 on
pants. No,
pair of pants, but pants period. You probably buy like two pairs.
Oh yeah. If I'm going to buy like two or three. Yeah. But I mean, they're less than $100 each. Cause I wait till they're on sale. What you do is guys, you find the brands that you like a lot. And then you wait until those brands are on sale or they have new inventory come in. So then they put things on clearance. Mm. That's what you do. You find them. And then unfortunately for me, Meta learns my history and my likes and where I spend time searching. And so then I get all these
pants that you like.
These ads on
my
phone.
I run that ad, so I
know
how it works.
I know. I open it up and it's like, oh, hey, by the way, that brand you were looking at, look at all these sales going on. And I'm like, you've got me.
So. They've locked in with that. Meta ads. I mean, you look up like one thing. You look up like, you know, if you're interested in dog shampoo one day and you don't even buy anything.
You're going to get
hella dog shampoo advertisements for a little bit.
And I'll do you one better. What we're talking about right now, I guarantee you I'm going to get ads popping up.
I don't
up
know
on my
if
phone.
That's... It you got to get a painting.
Dude, I'm going to get paintings on my on my phone from French painters. Yeah. Well, maybe not that specific. But
I don't know. Dude.
Every day it seems
I've heard people say that. I've never like tested that theory. We should like test it one day and just be like...
Dude, Abby
basketball
and I have tested
shoes.
That.
I really want some basketball shoes.
And
it'd
you'll
be great.
Watch.
That'd be crazy.
Crazy.
You think it does that, Rocky?
Oh, it definitely does that. We give it permission to when we accept terms and services.
Yeah, which we don't read those because they're too long and too small fine print.
I was actually having this argument the other day with somebody.
About
do it. Tell us.
All right. So
first of all, who were they? Tell us how wrong they were.
No, they weren't wrong. No, I use my basic arguments on a daily basis with her. But no. It was
come on.
All right,
this
I'm
is
gonna
a safe place,
Rob. It's a dumb conversation, but I'm gonna get it over with. So people argue about Sony and Xbox, PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, I have both.
Nintendo's
like both.
Not even in that conversation.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's
not.
Like its own thing.
They went their own way. Yeah. They went the Switch
the
route.
I love
the
Switch. I've always only ever been Nintendo my whole life. I've never owned a PlayStation.
And that's makes sense. For
I mean, you're
homeschooled.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
It really does.
It really does. Not
fine.
It's not. You're just
fine.
Like,
nothing bad.
Fine.
Like if you have like Xbox or like PlayStation, you're playing like Call of Duty and like some more aggressive games.
You're playing like Super Mario, Smash.
Yeah.
I'm a happy-go-lucky, excitable kind
no,
of person.
No, for sure. That's,
like,
that's literally like the
playing
kind
with
of
friends.
We need to do a study and see, you know, the Nintendo kids.
Y'all are not ragers, I'll tell you that. I can definitely.
I don't know, dude. I've
except for the people who are
intense
on Smash.
Yeah. Oh, dude, them Smashers.
But we're having this conversation. And I was telling these people like, PlayStation took over in 2013 when Xbox announced the Xbox One. And the reason behind that is because they took over Twitter. The Xbox One was announced in May of 2013. Mm-hmm. The announcement came in. It was called the Xbox One, even though it was the third one. It was called One because it's the Xbox All-in-One. Everything you wanted was going to be in one console.
Like
you could put the old games in that Xbox.
Okay, so
it was
backwards
this was
compatible?
Actually, so this was originally, when it was originally announced, it wasn't backwards compatible. It was going to be only Xbox One games, and you can download all games via online.
Like the other ones, the older ones?
Yeah, you can download all online. Like, you can be able to do that
I heard
later.
That you could put, like original Xbox game in there, and it works.
But that was, so, let me get to that point. I'll get to that.
Okay.
So, before, when it was first announced, it was going to be, like, almost discless. They wanted to do that.
I don't like that.
But it was, you can buy, it had to be Xbox One, or you can get it online, like, download the Xbox, the old Xbox version games, download it to, like
you,
how we can do now.
You have to buy them, or like what if you already own
like
them?
Digital?
That you may have to buy it. Yeah, it's
what if
all
you already own
digital.
It though?
I think you may have to buy it.
Dude, I hate
that
digital.
That was one of the guffs.
I hate
so
digital copies.
It was going to be digital copies, all those things.
I can hold.
It was going to be able to stream UFC fights. Like that was one of the big announcements. You could stream
on
UFC
Xbox
on
One
Xbox
or in 2013.
Exactly.
How big was UFC back then?
It was just coming up. So
yeah,
it was
I was
big.
Like, it wasn't even that big yet.
So it was big for like Xbox to do something like that.
It's just like an app though, like a UFC app or
it
something?
It was going to be, through an app pretty much. And that was going to be able, you could be able to watch Netflix through a
which
console.
Netflix
a,
at that time
a
was
gaming
like,
console.
I feel like the PS3 had that though. I remember watching Netflix
on
the PS3.
I'm trying to, so this is before the PS3 came out.
The poach?
Oh, this is before
PS3.
Did
they steal?
This is Xbox One. And so
did
like
they sabotage?
Yes. This is exactly what happened. So, and then there was also this thing called, hey, Xbox, turn on TV.
Yeah. I remember that.
Hey, Xbox.
I remember
Skype,
that.
Skype, grandma. Like, you can talk to your Xbox.
Yeah.
So they announced that night after the announcement, Twitter took over. It was like, it's a gaming console. Why can't I play my Xbox 360 games on it? Why can't I play my original Xbox games? Yeah. I want to play that on my gaming console. I don't want Netflix on my gaming console. I don't want it to listen to me. To tell me. I don't want to turn it off because it's always listening. Why does it need to be always listening to me?
Yeah.
And I saw some people getting pranked. They'd be like in lobbies and they'd be like, Xbox, turn off. And the guy's thing would shut off.
So like they threw this whole like, why do I want to watch Netflix on there? Like it's all these things of why the Xbox One sucked.
Wow.
And so what did Xbox do? They listened.
Oh, they didn't do it?
They didn't do it. They
and
turned
PlayStation
back.
Did?
They went and PlayStation came back and did all those things. And so by November, the PlayStation outsold them by like 3 million.
Wow.
4 million consoles. Like it was bad. And that
That'd
was the death of Xbox
That's
pretty much.
Crazy.
What? I don't feel like Xbox is dead.
Yeah, I mean,
is it?
No, I mean, they're still battling, but like that was it. Like now everyone is more Sony PlayStationers than you see Xbox. I'm an Xboxer guy and I get dragged through the mud all the time. But I like the PlayStation.
Imagine
I still like
being
it.
A Nintendo guy.
Yeah, you're not even in the conversation.
That's true. We don't even care.
Yeah, you don't even get me like, in front
give
of
me,
yeah.
Give me my Mario. Give me my
But Smash. I may get that Stream Deck over the next Switch. I don't know yet.
I don't even know what that means. Stream Deck is like the little new PSP, right?
No, it's like Stream.
Oh, but that's
Steam
not for
Deck.
Games, is
Steam
it?
Deck.
Oh, Steam Deck. Yeah. But yeah, that's Steam like more Deck. Of a PC thing.
Right. Is that better than a Switch, you would think, or no?
No.
You'll have more, like way more
games and
like,
power.
Yeah. But you won't have like the like if you're looking for Nintendo
classics.
Won't be
as fun.
Okay.
If you're willing to sacrifice like, fun.
I mean,
then
if
sure.
you're big into like the Mario stuff and like the Smash stuff and like Nintendo games,
Zelda,
then you get
Donkey
the Smash.
Kong.
But if you want to play anything else, then you get the other one. It's funny because like my first console was an Xbox. The like original, like the first one,
yeah,
it blew up on me.
No,
and
wait, what do you mean blew up on
it
you?
It literally like fucking caught heat, and then like the top kind of popped, and then like there was smoke.
What did you do?
I was just playing games
all night,
all night, all day.
I think one of the
died.
Discs got corrupted or something, and I put it in there, and it just like popped the thing.
Wow.
And so then we got a PS3 after that, and that was my last console. PS3 was like I didn't get a 4. I didn't play console again. By the time I was like PC. So I was like, I'm not gonna play games.
Yeah, I only ever knew you as a PC kid.
No, I was PS3 before, but
I used to beat him in FIFA back in his high school days.
He did used to beat me in FIFA.
I believe it.
We both didn't play FIFA, so it didn't mean much. I bought like it was like 2016. I bought like FIFA 12, and we like because it was like a dollar, and we played it once, and it's probably still like
it's probably
sitting out there.
Wow,
just has one win from Rocky over me. That's all I did at that game.
Oh, no, we stayed with a host family this last weekend in Austin. And the last time we had done that, like 3-4 years ago, the two boys who were like kids at the time learned that I loved Smash Bros. So we were playing Smash Bros. All the time. They're like, oh, Daniel, I'll beat you next time. And I'm like, I bet you won't. And they never did. Anyway, so we come back this time and they're like teenagers now. And I was like, you guys still Smash? And they're like, nah, man, we do. What was it? The younger brother plays, I want to say something on Xbox. I can't forget. But the older brother was like, no, I do Rainbow Six.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Dude, like, all my guys are
Siege,
playing
Siege, yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Siege. Yeah, he was like, goodness. I do Siege. And I was like,
I don't
what
know,
is
very
that?
Tactical of him.
Yeah, and the brother, the other younger brother was like, it's like Call of Duty, but like.
Kind of, yeah.
More mature version.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's a little strategy, I guess.
I can see that. I hate Siege.
Yeah, me too.
You die so fast.
Yeah, I suck at it.
Yeah. Everybody's playing that right now, though. Like, literally, like, all my guys on Discord are, like, all playing Siege. And I own the game, but I don't know.
Too busy.
I deleted it from my app. From my phone.
Rocky's like, I have a problem. I need to fix this. Seti's like, hey, man.
No, I actually stopped gaming for the longest. I just got back on Warzone the other day.
Oh, nice. I can't remember the last time I picked up. I picked up a controller when my boy Talon Green was in town a couple months ago. And that was the first time since like Christmas.
Oh, really?
I'm just busy. Just different season of life. Got a baby now.
It's tough, man.
Teaching her to do everything.
Well,
it's good though. It's worth it. It's a very easy, awesome. Very happy trade for me.
I just taught mine the Itchy Bitchy Spider yesterday.
No way.
It was awesome.
Oh,
yep.
Oh my gosh.
Doing that right this. There.
I still remember that right here.
Yep.
Can't forget about that. Okay. That's how we got.
Yeah.
That's great.
I remember trying to figure this out as a kid and I was like,
hello.
That's what she looked yesterday. That's how she was looking. She
I was like, how are they doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. How was the Austin thing?
It was good. It was good. It's one of the many leagues that are out there right now for Ninja outside of the TV show. And it was the World Ninja League. So one of the oldest, one of the most beloved. They have a...
for people, it's just NNL rebranded.
For some it is.
Or is it not? I was just trying to let people know.
Oh, yes, yes. It's
like,
the
does
original
NNL still exist, or is it just
no,
this?
No, no,
now?
No. It's rebranded. It's
okay,
it's formerly National Ninja League. Then they had so many other countries joining and want to be involved that they decided to rebrand a few years ago to the World Ninja League.
It kind of sucks because I feel like NNL rolls off the tongue a little better.
It does, but I mean, WNL,
that's
fine.
WNL.
NNL kind of sounds better.
I mean, if you want to be super enunciative, like the WNL.
No, see, that's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much. And I feel like on a t-shirt, NNL looks better than WNL.
Semantics at that point.
Bueno.
But regardless, I mean, there's so many different types of courses and full course, flow course, there's skills. And so there's so many athletes now involved in the sport that they've separated to having a tier one level for all age divisions, like the youngest up to the oldest.
Can anybody
division.
Just choose wherever they want to compete?
You can, however.
So can you sandbag?
No, they have parameters in place where you cannot go down to the tier two, which is like the recreational-esque league.
Yeah.
And I say recreational, it's still competitive and it's still tough. Based on like standings. So for example, this last weekend, if you took first place in your respective division, that meant an automatic entry into the tier one championships, as well as now the inability to compete in that same division in tier two. Yes. Now, I mean, you could age up and then do tier two for the next division the next division. But then at that point, I mean, the goal for athletes is to compete at the highest level. Sure. So I don't think there are very many people who would want to stay in tier two unless they had to. But it was really cool. It was awesome to get to see so many athletes that were competing on courses that were not designed for the most elite of the elite. Like, I mean, even these young kids now, you go to the tier one kids championships and those guys are insane. I mean, catching reverse catches, catching blind catches, catching all kinds of stuff and doing moves that the average person who walks into a gym or even trains for a few months, it's just not there. It's not there at all. And so it's cool that they're separating that there are different divisions now, even amongst one of the biggest leagues there. But it was a fun weekend. So many, I mean, there was hundreds and hundreds of people signed up.
I saw Abel was there. Dude,
I got to hang out with Abel.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, like Abel was a good friend. Like, dude, I haven't talked to him in like 5 years.
I know.
Like,
I was like, bro, Abel, what are you doing? Where have you been? Oh, he's still running Axios Ninja.
Really?
Yeah. Down in Mission, Texas, down in the Valley. So, and there's a couple, I think at least one other ninja gym down there now that had a bunch of students represented, which was cool. Cause I was like, hey man, the more ninja grows, the, you know, what is it? What's the saying? Like a rising tide raises all ships or whatever. Like it's true. I think the sport's going to grow. And, it was great getting to see a bunch of athletes and a bunch of different gyms represented. There were a ton from up in New York, the Grit Ninjas, cause there's a big, awesome, well-run franchise up there. And actually, I'll be out there next month for the Grit Games, which you've been following that. The Grit Games, yeah. No, they got four courses side by side by side by side. So four simultaneous runs head to head.
So it's like a four-way race?
Yes.
Oof.
It's going to be
hard
awesome.
To follow.
I mean, they're full scale. Like, they're big. It's not going to be like small,
Like a 1v1 is like, you can kind of like, oh, they're going back and forth. Mm-hmm. But then like 4v4.
Four is a lot.
It's like, wait, who am I watching?
Yep.
Like, this guy's over there. This guy's over there.
Yep. But I think it'll be cool.
What was like the thought behind that?
I mean, I haven't spoken to them about it like its inception, but I mean, I would imagine like to have as many runs as possible, to have a tournament style competition that doesn't take 12 hours to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is there that many people signed up?
I think we are filling, last I heard last week, a lot of, or if not most of the age divisions have filled up, and we still have a couple of weeks left before it takes place. But yeah, I think if you're wanting to do a league, what is it, like a tournament style, and you've got multiple races, people don't want to be there for that many hours. You want it to be, you know, done quickly. And to give them multiple runs, too, to take like your fastest time or to give you multiple options, have a loser's bracket and have the ability to work your way back up. The only way to do something of that scale is to have it with that many lanes
that
simultaneously.
Makes sense.
Yeah, do like a festival that's more people, the better.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like most like bootleg, like low league sport stuff just is all day tournaments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not. This one's not. I mean, they've got it is part of like a one day festival that they're doing.
Probably
out there.
Will be all day still, no?
Probably, but not just, I mean, even
it's
the
more volume through the day.
Correct. Yeah. They've got other things. I mean, they've got food trucks, they got live music, they're gonna have all kinds of entertainment. I mean, it's in a huge like 508 acre park with like a beach and like cabins, and it's gonna be a real big thing. And so I'm hoping and praying that it actually works out really well and becomes another annual type of ninja event, because we could use more of those, more good ones.
You know which one is not getting renewed, probably, most which likely? One? Alaska.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
It's tough.
The Alaska State Fair.
Yeah. I think last I heard it was not going
to
happen.
Zoom Nick in and be like, hey, dude, give us the lowdown.
I talked to Forrest like yesterday or 2 days ago, because I talked to Nick a month ago and he was like, it's not looking good. I talked to Forrest yesterday. He's like, no.
Oh, like, fair enough.
Well, that's tough because I love going up there.
It's amazing. I mean, for those of us that actually go, like going up to Alaska, it's not really a, it is a tourist destination, but not somewhere that, you know, a bunch of the U.S. ninjas are going to.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. It's more like an experience of just going to Alaska.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the ninjas.
Awesome. Gosh.
Yeah. No, it's like the summertime. I would never go any other time of the year. No way, dude.
I mean, they've got, what is it, like 18 hours of sunlight one of the times we were
there.
Like
at the good times. The winter is the opposite. It's like 3 hours.
No
of
sun. A few days. Like 2 weeks, no sun.
I don't know how Nick does it.
Man.
I guess a trooper.
He's built different, I guess.
Literally. Building his house like in a village out of nowhere. Like I'm going to import
on
drywall.
On a hill overlooking a village. It's crazy. Like awesome though.
Have
it's
y'all
so
seen
cool.
like the prices on their groceries?
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. It's like anything. So I have a lot of family in like, I think it's Tahiti. It's the same for them. They have to like helicopter. Dang. Yeah, all my like Vietnamese side family all moved to Tahiti. I have like no family in Vietnam.
Wow.
Yeah, they were all like, we're out of here.
Let's go to Tahiti.
I mean, would you not if you could?
It's true. It's true. Like, well, you give me the option. I'm going to choose Tahiti every time.
Yeah, it's crazy too because they come to France and they're like often kind of back and forth. And I'm like, this isn't like next. It's like an 18 hour flight. It's like Tahiti's like on the other side of the world.
Wow.
It's like by the Philippines, I think, or it's like Pacific somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really far.
Wow.
But yeah, no, yeah. We got it good in Houston with the grocery prices.
Yeah. Speaking of France, I may go this summer.
Oh, really? No oh, way. You going to Nice for yeah. the Is James going for sure?
James made it, yeah.
I already got my flight. I'll be there from mid-June to like mid to late August.
Wait, for what, Rock? What are you doing in Nice?
The other podcast. I'm in the Running with James podcast. No,
I'm bleeping that out.
Shameless plug.
The other two, Lauren and James, both made it to the, what is it called again?
High Rocks
World Championship.
I was going to say, you're wearing a High Rocks shirt right now.
Are you going to compete too?
We are the number one High Rocks podcast.
Dang.
Really? There's no other High Rocks podcast?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
How many other ninja podcasts?
We're the number one ninja podcast.
No, there's other ninja podcasts.
Well,
we're number one.
But we are number one.
Number one on the field and number one in your hearts.
And number one ninja as well.
There we go.
But yeah, number one High Rocks. We're going to go pull up over there at the World Championships. My flight is still TBD at this moment, but I mean,
are they going to pay for it?
I have the funds. It's just.
No, are they going to pay for it?
Oh, yeah. No. The podcast does not have the funds for that.
That's tough.
But.
Does podcast have the funds to pay for us to go to France?
For one.
Maybe
half of one.
No, not really. Maybe like one person. Yeah.
Well,
we could send like your daughter.
Yeah. Right.
In a economy seat.
In a economy seat.
Yeah, that's probably the only reason though. If I wouldn't go, is because I'd be out for like 5 days.
So what?
Why?
That's not that long.
It's like the most I've ever been without her.
5 days is not like if you're going to France. Don't like, you're going for 5 days. Like that's not long enough.
For real?
You're going to be jet lagged the entire time. And then you're
really?
Gonna, yeah.
So James has his game plan where he's going to fly in the day before. He races on a Saturday. He's going to fly on Thursday.
Yeah.
He says he'll beat the jet lag or get over his jet lag then.
So your jet lag is an hour per day.
Oh.
Yeah. It's usually like how it takes to get
over. I mean,
maybe
James will be an enigma. Maybe he will be an outlier. Maybe.
I was blessed because I competed at night. So like my jet lag was to my benefit. Like I was like wired when I was supposed to be competing. I was like, oh, I'm fully awake. Where these French dudes were like, that's so tight. So
he raced like at 7, 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, he's going to be hurting.
Y'all are racing in the morning?
They are. I'm not racing.
It's a lot harder going from west to east than going east to west. So coming back is super easy. You get over in like a few days, but going to France, it's like the same thing. So like if you go to Asia, you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. If you come back from Asia, you're like, whoa, like I hate
Yeah, it messed me up coming back.
Yeah. So like going to France is rougher than coming back.
Well, I'm not competing, thankfully, so I don't mind being a little jet lagged.
I mean, if you were like are competing for a ton of money and like you want to be like your prime, I would, you know, it's a 7 hour difference. I would try to go to a week in advance. Like
he doesn't want to do that because he did that for the last World Championship. This was in London. He went there 5 days before, 6 days before.
Yeah, but he's an idiot. He was
he
like
was traveling,
being a tourist
exactly.
walking everywhere. Then he was exhausted.
He's going to stay 8 days after. And,
yeah. Well, it depends on what your priorities are, right?
Like his priorities is he wants to win.
You might be. I think what he's doing is better than what he did. And I guess it depends on how much walking around he did. But I'm assuming. He'll probably feel better than what he did in London because if he like did all the touristy act, like in Europe, you walk everywhere, like you walk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll probably feel better than in London, but I wouldn't come in the night before, like or the day before. That's gonna be brutal. Actually, so like The first day is okay. The first night, because you're so tired from like traveling, yeah, you sleep tired. Pretty well.
Yeah.
It's the second night that usually is the worst. Like the second night, like you wake up at like 2 a.m.
But you're James
like,
will be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Actually, no. If it's in the morning, he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you just wake up super early. You wake up at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
He'll be
so
ready.
It'll be like afternoon time for him when he's competing. But he'll be like going to bed by like noon. Like 12 p.m.
After he's won the race.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. If it's in the morning, he'll actually be okay. Because if it was like an evening race, he'd be so effed.
It'd be a bad day. Really bad. So wait, it's the Hyrox
World Championships
in Nice, France.
Yep.
How many people are going to this thing?
Ooh, it's gonna be
hundreds.
It's gonna be a 3-day event.
3-day event with multiple age divisions and things.
Yeah.
So what is explain briefly Hyrox? It's like a combo. Because for me as an outsider, it's like combo. Nah, dude, I'm not. I don't do Hyrox.
Oh, granted,
you'd probably destroy Hyrox.
I don't know. It seems to me as an outsider that there's a lot of running, a lot of CrossFitting, and then
I wouldn't say CrossFitting. It's like a bad.
You're getting real close though.
Yeah, you get real close. It's a gateway drive. You're not doing really anything CrossFitty too much, except like at the very end you do 100 wall balls.
Oh no, dude.
Yeah, but honestly, like, you would probably destroy it, Daniel. You would probably
wall
kill it.
Wall balls, though.
Yeah. Is it, like, short-term cardio?
It's, like, real quick.
Walk me through it. What does a comp look like?
So the first event, of course, is, well, after every event and before every event is a run.
Okay.
So the first thing
you
run 1,000 meters.
1,000 meters.
Yes, 2.5 laps.
What are we in Europe, dude? What are you talking about, 1,000 meters?
Yeah, well, it was made in Germany. It's a European. Okay. That's why it's
makes
the
sense.
World Championships over there.
Fair enough.
So
1,000 meters.
You run 1,000 meters, then you're going to do 1,000 meters on a skier. That's the thing that you pull
okay,
down.
Okay, yeah.
1,000 meters, for your reference, is a little more than 2 laps on a track.
Two and a half.
That doesn't sound fun.
It's like an 800 is like the worst. Like a 400, I could run a 400 and be okay. And then if I'm running a mile, I'm okay. But if I'm running an 800, like, I'm never, like, I hate 800s. Because, like, you do the first lap and then you're like, oh, God, I have one more.
And this one's 1,000?
So it's, like, a little more than an 800.
Okay, cool. Okay, but so I feel you're running 1,000.
You're no longer pacing, like, a 400 at that point.
No, you're pacing. You're pacing yourself even more. You're doing, like, a 5K pace throughout the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1,000-meter run, 1,000-meter ski machine.
Yeah, back to the run.
I don't even know
back
what that
to the
like.
Run? Oh, it's like imagine a rowing machine, but
no, I know what
upwards.
It is, but I don't even know what 1,000 meters on that machine looks like.
Oh, it's about 4 minutes of doing it, 3 to 4. Well, if you're fast, you probably get down in 2-3 minutes.
Oh, really?
3-4 minutes.
Interesting.
Okay, something like that. Okay. Then you go back to running?
Going back to running 1,000 meters.
There's going to be a lot of going back to running.
Bump that
trying
mess.
To think what's after that. I just know the events. I don't know the whole order. There's you got to do 1,000 meter on the rower. That's like the fifth one.
Okay.
Not so bad, I guess.
Not so good, though.
None of this sounds fun yet, though.
Yeah. It's like max. Like, hey, let's find it's some like, of the most doable but miserable exercises. Like
rower and skier.
Let's crank your max at them and then just put 5 or 10 of them back to back to back and make it we'll call it Hyrox.
I haven't told
of course, it originated in Germany.
Yeah, I haven't told James this, but I'd never wanted to be the best at working out. So I don't care about this sport, like real sports, you know, like actually competing. So but it's cool, but you're just competing to be who could be the best at working out. That's all it really is. You're doing it's the last event is 100 wall balls.
Give me the specialized technical movements of ninja.
Yeah, 200 meters of burpees.
No,
100,
dude, you're really
100
not
meter,
selling this.
100 meter burpee broad jumps.
Burpee broad jumps.
So do a burpee then jump.
That
burpee
might be the most fun thing he said of every
day.
Yeah, so
I'm that's not too bad.
Like I could do that one,
bad.
But like bump a row or bump
I'm like,
the
I can broad jump pretty far. I can do that quickly.
100 meters of lunges with a 25-pound bag on your back.
All right.
Not that bad.
But that's after running like 2,000 meters?
Yeah, it's one of the last events.
Bro,
that's the one before the last.
Out of here.
Yes. So yeah, the whole event, it just sucks. It's a fun event. It's cool. Man. It doesn't suck. Sorry, Hyrox. We don't know how I do it. It's an amazing event.
This.
I would love to get flown out there to Nice for free. So if you're listening.
They're not flying you out.
Yeah, they're not. Unless you want to bleep that suck part out. But it's a workout. It's a competition workout. And I think it's cool because it's all ages.
Yeah.
And you don't gotta do it by yourself. You can do doubles or you can do as a relay. The devil is probably more
team,
fun.
When you put the team element to it, that makes it sound more tolerable. Yeah, for sure. But if it's like you doing this by yourself, I'm like, dude, there's like, what are the prizes? Are there prizes for this thing?
Oh, yeah, there's cash prizes.
And, is it like 200 bucks, 300 bucks, 500 bucks? We go into 1,000?
I think it's in 1,000. People make a career off of it.
Okay. But people make career off of...
Yeah, people make career
off of... McIntyre, I think he was a Spartan elite. I don't know, but he's the number one in the world for high rocks.
Spartan makes more sense as like a fun hobby to be an athlete with.
Yeah.
This doesn't.
Like, it's OCR. This is literally like CrossFit, but... I mean, I see it's not like CrossFit.
Because Spartan is like...
You said it, Rocky.
You're in nature, you know what I mean? There's cool hiking stuff. That you're doing cool obstacles. You're throwing spears.
I did the Savage one that I did. It doesn't have spear throwing, but I mean, you're... It was so beautiful.
Some cool stuff. You're outside.
Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm sure Nice will be nice. But
Nice should be nice. Yeah, it's going to be an event. It's pretty cool. But
is it an indoor event?
It's indoor.
Oh.
And that's also legit. It's also...
Nice is where we were at, by the way.
Yeah. And I'm imagining the beautiful sights and scenery.
You get to travel indoor for this as well.
Oh, it's in the indoor, though?
Yeah, it's indoor.
Well, why? We should do it like beachside.
They tried that in Miami. It was...
No?
Dude, it's Miami.
Imagine how tough that is.
You're running in the sand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be brutal.
Yeah.
People just give up on life.
I mean, I'd probably be okay, dude. I've been in the sand so much lately. Oof.
But yeah, you probably are. Yeah.
I'm so tan right now.
You are.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
I'm so
brown. You already got your summer bod ready to go.
I'm like tan. I'm outside for work. I'm outside for training. I'm outside for volleyball.
You're putting on sunscreen.
I have been, actually. I tan through sunscreen.
Yeah. But I'm just, in general, just the SPF 50. Good for them blocking them UV rays.
Yeah. Do I gotta rub it in? I have like the clear spray. I don't know if you're supposed to rub that in or not.
I think a little bit.
Damn, I haven't been rubbing it in.
Well, sorry, you look good.
I gotta stop wearing a freaking hat though, because I get this gnarly tan line right here, and then like I just have this white bar across. I kind of have
You see it, I can see it.
But it was worse. I played outside yesterday, and I kept my hat off to try to get rid of it.
But
I can't wear a snapback and play. I don't know how people do it. People like. This guy that plays, he wears one of those non-snapbacks, like the full cap that covers this.
Yeah.
And he takes his hat off and it's literally like night and day. It looks so bad.
Oh, no.
That's how golfers look.
Yeah. It looks so bad. I don't know how people do it.
Okay. Wait. Back to High Rocks. What are the dates for this thing? Yeah. When is it? When are you going to be gone? Possibly.
That's a great question.
I don't even know.
TBD. Yeah, no, I don't know.
June?
I know it's in June. Yeah,
it's, okay,
it's early. It's early in the summer.
How long does it take to complete a whole High Rocks competition event? Is it like a 15-minute, 20-minute, two-hour?
The world record time is like 52, something like that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but it's stacked. You can get to see some people with 1,000. I mean, I did it with a partner in an hour and about 10.
Okay.
Wait, with a partner, then like you split everything up, or
literally split everything in half.
Oh,
yeah. When you do it in duos, you split everything in half.
Oh, that's not,
however you see fit, as you go.
One dude could just run, and one dude could do all the exercises.
Everyone has to do the running, and you can't be more than 5 meters apart or something like that. Like you got to be pretty close as well. But when it comes to the event, one person can do the whole event by themselves, if you will.
As far as like the disciplines or whatever, other than running.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of cool. You get some different. Strategies going in
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You get to strategize how you break apart what you're going to do.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, there's more and more of these types of events and types of.
Is that your retirement sport, High Rocks?
No.
What is your retirement sport? Is it going to be golf?
No.
No, it's definitely not pickleball. Golf, dude. No. It's going
to
be Smash Bros.
I've yet to pick up and play a game of pickleball. I'm not opposed to it. Just never had the opportunity.
It's so hard to go from ninja to a ball sport. Because you like don't have, there's just so many, like I think ball sports translate to each other because you understand how like just this pause, like no ditty, but how balls move. like it's on serve receive on certain things and how to like cut with angles and like spin. And like, I'm not even there yet, but it's taken me a long time to like realize like, dang, I did 10 years in ninja and like the athletic side comes and like helps here and there. But like a lot of it is just. Like
learning
ball
how
ball
other
control,
things move.
And field.
I got a big history
like
playing with balls, sports. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to find a non-ball sport for your retirement sport. Or just start playing with balls now.
Well.
He's out.
he tuned retirement out. Sport's going to be parkour.
That's the terrible retirement sport.
Maybe I'll start doing World Chase Tag. They seem to, it's already on ESPN. Maybe I'll try that.
That does look pretty fun.
I could duck and swing. I'm not so big; it'd be difficult to get through those bars.
I don't know. That's a very like flowy like part. I think you come from parkour and stuff. You're like better at that, but like there's not much upper body in that.
There's not. It's more just like quick sprint yeah. bursts.
It's just like flow of movement.
Yeah.
Germany's doing the Ninja Warrior thing right now.
Oh yeah.
They're filming, yeah, I think.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Germany, they're like the last European one that's not like canceled as far as
do
I
they
know.
Still do the UK?
I don't think so.
Wow. I'd be curious. I'd be curious how many are still going right now, going strong at least.
Have you thought about mentoring ninjas as a retirement?
You could do that.
I mean, I'd probably still coach full time and probably do what I'm doing now on a bigger level, like workshops and clinics and things like that. I definitely am still going to help build the brand and be an ambassador for the sport. Mm-hmm. So honestly, for me, I could very easily just say, yeah, ninja is going to be my retirement sport because I'll probably always be doing it. And eventually we're going to get a division that's like the 20 to 30 or 30 to 40 or 25 to 40.
I was about to say 20 to 30.
Masters starts at
40
years old. I was even talking to Wilczewski yesterday or 2 days ago over the weekend. I was like, hey man, when are we going to get a division for us old guys? He was like, nah, you know, we're working on it. So we'll see.
Dude, I had
a
crazy ninja dream actually last night. Whoa. I just remembered.
What'd you do?
I was at Iron Sports with this guy, and then we went for like a run to the stop sign.
Who's the guy?
It was this guy we were supposed to have in the podcast today. And then,
so if you feel a little lost in today's podcast,
yeah, we're supposed to have a guest, and he is not here. So, but it's all good. It's all good. We know we'll figure it out.
High rocks and
yeah,
paintings.
But yeah, so we go over to that stop, you know, the stop sign. So we run to I remember this vividly. Like I ran to the stop sign, and then it turns into this weird like there's a big cliff, and then there's all of a sudden, like the guy bails and it's just me. And then I run into the PA that took over Peter's job. What's his name?
Travis?
Trevor.
Trevor. Oh,
I run
sorry,
into Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah.
I got your name wrong. My bad.
I run into Trevor and Trevor's like, oh, what's up, dude? And I'm like, what are you doing out? But he's in like, he's got like the headset on. He's in gear. He has a clipboard. And I'm
he's
like,
ready to go. You're
like,
ready to
I'm
run
like,
this
what,
course.
What are you doing out here? And he's like, oh, dude, check this out. And it's like a video of the competition going on. And it's like a weird new format to where it's like a 4v4 and like one guy gets out and three stay. And then I don't know. It was really intricate.
4v4.
There's like four in a thing and then like last to complete loses and gets knocked out.
So write this down, somebody.
Yeah,
write this down. We need another league.
But anyways, it was me, you, Flip. And then I think I can't remember the fourth guy, but
so
Flip got knocked out.
Dang it.
But
sorry,
I was confused because I was like, how am I competing in this? I'm right here right now and this is live.
Whoa.
And he was like, oh, we cloned you. And I was like, whoa.
AI kid.
I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we cloned you. And because this was like younger me with long hair and a snapback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is wild.
Wow.
So then I got cloned and then I end up, he like takes me back to like this, like the little like trailer where all the producers are and I walk in there. And they're like talking to me about stuff. And like, they're like, yeah, like we cloned you. How do you like your clone? I'm like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, we want to do this and that. And then this is the new format. And then I remember my clone, like, you know, like Flip got knocked out and I was like dabbing him up. And I was like, that's me, but that's not me.
Wow.
And that's kind of the most I remember of that dream. But it was so vivid.
That's nuts.
It was wild. Yeah.
That's nuts. Oof. Well,
yeah.
Sounds to me like we got a new ninja format coming in.
Dude, if they make a four-man format, finishing, I'm
going to
lose.
We're
going
to have 4x4 at the Grit Games in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to be like, hey, guys, let's just knock out the slowest and just keep going until we.
It was like a square, and the course went like this. So you'd start kind of where you finished.
Yeah, oh, so kind of like made a circle, but in a square. Yeah.
You start where you finished. And then
that's cool.
And then I think every time somebody finished, like there was this door that just like kind of closed more and more. So by the time the last finisher got through, like it just closed on the last guy.
Oh, that's...
It was very vivid for some reason, dude.
You remember this in such great detail.
So I don't know how this works, but I really wanted to remember because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. And then what I did is I kind of woke up after the dream a little bit. And I just
go straight to voice memo.
No, but it's crazy because all I did was like, I took like this thing on the side of my bed and I like put it in a weird position like this. And I like tied that to the dream. And then when I woke up, I saw that and I was like, oh yeah, I remember the dream. And I do that all the time to remember stuff.
Cues.
Yeah. Weird stuff. But like it works really well.
Huh?
But yeah, 4x4 or 4x1. I don't remember how the obstacles were set up though. Cause I don't know how you'd have four people on one course. Cause it
was it not multiple courses?
It was
courses?
Just one course.
Oh.
Yeah. But maybe there was like different paths you could take.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be really cool, actually.
Split decisions, like a couple of them.
Yeah. Maybe there's like just three.
Intertwine.
Like three-way. And then we were like overlapping and stuff.
That's cool.
That would be kind
That's
of crazy.
Cool. That's cool. Somebody take this and run with it, please. Number One Ninja Podcast gave you just the perfect
we really did.
New format on a silver platter.
The blueprint. I'm going to get like a DM and just like some crappy logo made.
The square.
The square. Dude, you just gave him the name
we
now.
Gave him the name.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That'd be good though.
No, it's good. It's good. I think, again, I had so many conversations over the weekend talking about, because again, it's all ages, right? So I had so many young people come and ask.
Hold on, but before you say that, how many OGs were there? Like you, Abel.
Me, Abel. Well, Chesky was there, obviously. Mm. He's helping run the whole thing. Let's see. Henry, you remember super tall Henry?
The bald dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there, mega beard, still coaching all of his
super
students.
Like deep voice kind of.
Yeah. Oh god, the deepest and loudest voice. Yeah. Like if you've met Henry, you know Henry.
He's tied to Wolchesky a lot. He's like kind of where Wolchesky goes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then who is it? Conway showed up. Justin Conway.
I know the name.
Yeah, he's got a ninja company manufacturing like backyard and camp courses and such. McCartney was working with him a little bit here in Texas.
Oh, okay. With a couple bills. He's also Henry and. They're all like Northeast guys.
Conway moved down to Austin. So he lives there now.
Northeast guy.
Yeah, basically. But he had nothing but good things to say about Texas. So I was like,
oh, for sure.
You're a Texan.
Coming from the Northeast. He's like in Connecticut, dude. Connecticut sucks.
Has he experienced summer yet?
Maybe.
Ooh, it's coming for him.
Yeah. No, like a year and a half. So I think he came like right before last summer, perhaps. Mm. But other than that, other than those guys, no one. If there were any other OGs, weren't any that I was super close to. But also, I wouldn't expect them. The only OGs that were there were either there to run it or coaching because they were gym owners.
What was Abel doing?
Coaching. Yeah. Because he had a bunch of students. But nobody. I mean, it's tier two, so most of the OGs would already be in tier one.
They should do a reunion. That'd be cool.
Dude, really American cool. Ninja Warrior reunion.
That'd be cool.
Bring back like Casey and all these other.
That might
ninjas
be the only. Like caveat for me, like running on a course on TV.
Dude,
again.
That would be.
I would not train at all. Like I wouldn't train at all. I'd be like, well, all right, let's see what we still got,
dude.
If there's any good. Leg or jumping obstacles, I'd be killing.
You're done.
If I have any long term grip stuff, I'm done.
No, but the new season they announced. I mean, most people should know this by now, but what is it? Monday night, June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yeah, June 3rd.
That's
Monday.
Coming up, dude.
It is. And next month in May, they've got two other specials happening. The women's championship going to happen. I think it's like women's championship number 4, maybe 5.
Yeah.
And then one of the kids I told this to, he was like, and USA versus the world.
Oh, they're showing it then?
And I was like, No. USA versus the world.
Oh.
We haven't had one of those in a long
time. Is
it
All Stars then? What is it?
No. It's a couples special.
You heard it here first.
No, you probably haven't. I think they announced this already too.
Yeah,
but next month in May, they'll have the women's championship and the couples special.
Man, they're just going down the wrong path. Like, I mean, USA versus the world is so much more hype than any of that.
It really is.
I guess also because of COVID, they couldn't do
it. Post-pandemic, they haven't had one since 2019 regardless. Yeah, that was the last time we had one in the U.S.
You say this world was fun.
It was really entertaining to watch too, to see the different athletes from these different countries show up.
Just
and
interacting
represent.
With them was awesome.
Yeah, it was good people too. Very good people. So we'll see. I think we'll have more of those happen in the coming years at least. Again, I think the sport's still on an upward trend, though not 100% guaranteed from the TV show. We're still waiting on networks. You know all this stuff.
I don't know, man. I love your optimism. I don't want to see the show go away either, the sport, because I mean, I grew up with it.
Don't talk like it, kid.
I'm just a realist. it'd be cool to see like a comeback. I like, you know, but I just think it's become so different, and it just like there's no way to make it what it was.
Yeah, last season had the most dramatic changes for sure to date with the. What is it? The semifinals and stage twos having the side-by-side races. Yeah, it was different. It was the first year that they ever didn't have like a 10 obstacle, more grip endurance semifinal.
They're just like trying stuff to see what sticks. They're like throwing stuff on the wall to see what sticks. But I think the problem is like I believe the main issue with why the show fell off is because it's no longer relatable.
Mm.
because people can't, like, it's not like, oh, a school teacher, a gym owner, like a,
yeah, it was an everyday person who went through it. No longer relatable. And now it's like, because it became a sport, and now you see kids who grew up doing it.
They're like, what is this? Like, am I watching like what's even going on? Where there's like, oh, this guy's, you know, a firefighter and he's gonna try this course. It's like, oh dude, I can get behind this guy. I know firefighters. Yeah. Versus like, oh, this dude's 16 and just does ninja for full time and doesn't even go to school. Like, what?
In which case I think they should make it more of a sport where you have the short, brief background. But you're still going
to lose that huge audience. Like I'm saying, to get it back to where it was at peak, right? When people were like really,
but I don't think
people
want to go back to that. I don't think ninjas want to go back to that.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't matter because that ninjas don't pay the bills, dog.
That's true.
When's the next event? I'm going to just start doing this to make it good. I'm going to start doing a bookie thing. We start doing gambling.
You start gambling?
I think that's what
I'm good, yeah. That would help, honestly.
It may help.
Promise it's like on the athletes
for the show would be
just
rigged.
As long as they're honest, they don't throw it like your other sport at the moment.
Oh, I mean, they don't do that in other pro sports, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Odds on Grant falling on the salmon ladder.
No. That would be pretty cool, man.
I'd be like, hey, man, I'd be rooting for him, and I'd be like, no.
I'm crying, but I'm crying $100 bill, wiping my tears.
Oh my gosh.
Get him out of the water. Hey, we're rich, baby.
We're rich, baby. All according to plan.
I don't know. I think it has to, like, because, like, through, like, before Ninja, you have to, like, the pre-Ninja thing was Gladiators, American Gladiators.
Yeah.
And then, like, and Gladiators never came back. But it was different. Gladiators had, like, a different vibe to where, like, they got, like, specific athletes and they became almost, like, WWE. Mm-hmm. Like, there was, like, superstars and they would do these things. And
yeah.
So that would have been a route Ninja could have gone, maybe, but I don't think so. But they also can't because their pool isn't like adults; it's teenagers. So it's like, and then it's like I don't like. There's no teenagers in WWE. There wasn't a teenager in American Gladiator. Like,
correct. Yeah.
So it's tough to see it like that. I think like another obstacle, like now obstacle shows have existed forever. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that'll, think that'll go away. But I think it's gonna have to like come in a different format because I think Ninja Warriors just. It's tough because they're trying to like change and trying to make it better.
Yeah,
but
I think they went through new leadership with NBC and they're like, hey, like let's try new things. Like you said, let's throw a bunch of stuff against the wall, see what sticks, and then try to capitalize on that. The problem is we're in the middle of the throwing process
and nothing's sticking.
Yeah, right. We'll see. This next season's gonna be.
I think like it has to be like another like something like Beastmaster comes around and like revamps everything, like a fresh start, like a fully fresh thing that's not American Ninja Warrior. I think that would save it.
Save Ninja Warrior?
Possibly. Not save it, but save this discipline. Not saying it's Ninja Warrior. Like, save, like, the Sasuke obstacle discipline.
Possibly even two new hosts. I mean, I love Akbar. No.
You shut your mouth.
If we got, like, two new hosts of, like, who more relevant in sports.
You got, like, Schultz and, like, Charlemagne. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You get better, like.
I don't even know those
Because
guys.
They were great, but they've been on it for so long, and I didn't know Akbar is a football player, and I don't even know what Matt did before that.
Akbar's killing it now. He is like he's doing big things.
Yep, he's stepping into himself. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So we get some new hosts, and like he might be spicing things up, and like
I think he might be right because if you bring like a new celebrity host that'll bring in their audience, that would help a lot. Versus like I feel like Matt and Akbar were built off. Actually, no, I mean. They
you
had
won't
their own
hear me
following.
Say nothing bad about those guys.
No, I'm not saying anything.
I'm
love
not saying
anything
bad either.
Guys.
I love them too. I think as a business, like if you want to grow, I think
they would understand too.
If you're changing the sport up, you got to change everything about it too.
Yeah. Right. That's fair. Yeah, I think a revamping would be good. And honestly, it's going to come down to not only what they decide, but how they implement it. Because even some of the recent changes aren't bad, but the way that they were implemented wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. Like start at one. Like don't do Ninja Warrior season 17. Like you're beating a dead horse.
Revamp.
Go from zero and like redo the whole thing.
Mm.
And it might fail like to oblivion, but at least you're not going to be like bleeding out like it is now. Mm. Like you do a Hail Mary. You start from zero. You like revamp everything. Get new hosts, new formats, new this, new that, and then see like how that goes. And it might suck, but I think. That has a better chance at saving the show than just trying to like do CPR on Ninja Warrior.
I guess it would all just come down to how they actually do it. Because I mean,
for sure.
it's it's Piers. You got like Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent. And they're on like season like 20, 30, 40.
Yeah, but they never like...
They haven't changed their formula too much.
Well, even like how we had those guys here last time. They were saying how like they do events to make it to the big event.
Yeah.
Like if they did more events throughout the year to make it online instead of to make onto it to the actual show instead of kinda, submitting a video. And it makes it more of a sport, but it also like now you're kind of a little more invested. Like these guys earned this spot to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. Just they weren't given. It wasn't given like it is now.
Crazy backstory.
Yeah,
they used to. Yeah, I mean, it used to be like that when they did the cities. And I think COVID kind of killed it. And
yeah,
I think the way like that they like changed things up for COVID really did them zero favors.
Mm-hmm.
But like yeah, when they did like the Santa Monica Pier and like they had the thing, like people were literally just walking saying, "What is this? Oh, this TV show. Oh, I'm gonna go watch it." Like they don't do that anymore. They do it like they do the marketing value of having the Ninja Warrior course on like Santa Monica, like. The beach trip, there's so many people walking by. You film over a week.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you have.
They didn't care for the audience, though.
You have
they
no, dude. You have.
Try to film a TV show.
No, dude. You have. No, but I'm saying the people walking by, seeing this huge structure, this huge spectacle, this TV show, like, the marketing value of that is insane. So mm-hmm. then, like, paying money to now be shut into a stadium to where nobody can see it,
mm-hmm.
you're losing so much value on, like, just the marketing aspect of people seeing the show being filmed outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, obviously, like when it became at night, then less people see it, but they still during the day when they're walking around, they see the set. They see, oh, this ninja, oh, this filming in my city. Like I want to watch this.
Yeah.
Versus you're locked into a stadium. Mm-hmm. You lose that. I bet you lost like six figures numbers of people just because of that.
Yeah. And honestly, what I think the easiest and the best fix that they could do, whatever rules they decide on for the actual format of the competition, that mm-hmm. I mean, that we'll work with that. But have like turn it into an event, turn it into where mm-hmm. where people can pay a little bit of money and get like good
seating.
Seats. Make it like an actual competition where you've got multiple races happening, where it's more of a full event and a sporting event than it is just reality television.
Like have like a little baby
have like
ladder
vendors
people can try.
Have music, have other things that are super easy, super cheap, easy to get in, but make it into a thing more than just a TV show, which I mean, after talking to them for so many years, they're like, yeah, we're not here to do events. We're here to film a TV show. And I understand that. But I think if you're trying to get, you know, more money to pay the athletes and have, you know, other,
No, you're right. I mean, the fans make the sport.
Yeah.
If it's give a TV the fans show, what they want, and
then new hosts, because if it's sport, maybe keep them because they do have the background of knowing everything. Now they kind of know, like,
I don't think
know what they're talking about this moment. Kinda.
Man, I think you can take the sport and the TV show and mix it if you do something like the events. Like it does, like the host wouldn't matter at that point. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going more TV show, then I agree. You should probably like if but it'd be, I mean, that's a big expense, dude. You'd have to pay big numbers to get like somebody that's going to actually bring people to watch. Like, I mean, you're talking.
If events, like, I guess you got to shorten the frame of when you actually air it then because so many people finally saw it and they paid to see it.
They
can see it a week or two
later. Nah. I think people would watch it in live and in per, like and on TV because it'd be like, oh, I want to see if I like show up on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it'd be like, oh, am I in the crowd?
Even like Sasuke, when I was competing there last year, they were like, yeah, the last year or the last time we had a stage four victory, like we didn't film it the same time that we pre-recorded the season.
Oh.
We waited and did stage four live
with
a big audience like on New Year's.
Oh, that's
like,
kind of cool.
So the guy like only showed up to climb stage four?
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kinda cool.
After like 2 months later, I think
dude,
is what it was.
He was probably just sweating the training.
You better believe it. But also theirs isn't just a rope. It's like
the
salmon rock
ladder,
climbing, salmon ladder into...
Spider wall. There's a spider
I think they
wall
replaced
at some
spider wall with the rock climbing.
Oh, it's like speed climbing?
Speed climbing, yeah.
Ooh.
I think its current format is like speed climbing to a platform, jump up to salmon ladder up, and then transfer from salmon ladder to rope. I believe that's
that is so
current.
Legit, though, because the pressure is really on.
Bro.
That is crazy. You're not just doing the same motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be lame to just watch a dude climb a rope
mm-hmm.
if you're like in person trying to get a big crowd. Like,
and if it's like its own event.
Yeah, come watch this dude climb this big rope. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. So things like that. There's ways to really revitalize and revamp the sport and make it more of a fan-based experience and an athlete-based experience than simply solely just a reality television show.
The sad part is like we have all these ideas and some of them might work. Some of them might be
utter
trash.
They're
not that they're not listening. It's that like the logistics of making what we're saying happen and the blue tape and like the bureaucracy.
Yeah,
and like
how feasible is all this?
The Hollywood stuff is what's hamstringing them. Cause I'm sure like Brian, Richard and Kent all have like great ideas and they know what they're doing, but they just get hamstrung by either NBC or other people who like, you get all these dudes with all these ideas,
and like, people
this guy thinks this will work, and then this guy hates that idea, but has some power over it. So he's like, oh, so it ends up being like just a shit show of like all these things could have been good ideas, but they get mixed together. And like, cause people are like taking concessions of like, okay, well, we'll do this part of your idea, but we'll do this part of my idea so that like people's, you know, egos don't get hurt. I mean,
take it into any family. Family dynamics are the same way. That's the, when it comes to any sort of like business or organization and implementing new ideas, my first thought goes to, oh yeah, that's not much different than mom wants to do this, dad has these thoughts, kids have these thoughts, and everyone's trying to.
But it gets worse in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
You got these huge CEOs with.
Like, and there's not the relationship
and like,
either.
Oh, dude, my idea is the best idea.
Yep.
And it's like a terrible idea.
But I'm saying that it's simple to compare when you think, oh, yeah, I can even just within my own family or my friend group, like it's difficult to agree on one idea or route. How much worse when you have no, you know, relationship with the people and it's just, it's all business, only business.
Needs
and
everyone's a hero.
In it for themselves.
It needs a, Ninja needs like a high level hero. But I do think, I firmly believe that like if they're going to try to revamp it, they should scratch American Ninja Warrior and rebrand it into something else. I think like you do a fresh start, it could be really cool. Like, but you really change it. And maybe you like, cause you don't want to lose the brand power that they've created over the years.
Oh,
that,
for sure.
I think that'd be stupid. But maybe do like a new series. Like don't call it like American Ninja Warrior season 17. Like do like, you know, American Ninja. I feel like
American
new
Ninja
generation
Warrior
would
experience.
Be stupid.
I think just Ninja Warrior. Yeah.
Don't do that. No, I don't know. But some way of like, letting people know like it's a fresh new thing and it's not just the same dead horse they've been beating for 17 years.
Yeah, that's fair. It'd be really cool if they had divisions like kids all the way up through like
they
similar
did.
To like
juniors.
No, but all under the umbrella of one show.
I don't know if that would do good for TV.
I don't know, man. Because then you capitalize because there was a whole fan base of just A&W Junior.
Really?
And there's a whole different fan
base.
I
think you keep
those
separate though.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Because I think kids like watching Nickelodeon seeing that and or Universal Kids and adults are very different audiences.
True.
You mix those together, you're going to like.
But I'm saying you kill two birds with one stone potentially and have like the same course, film all at once, but do the kids with shorter,
and
easier
then you
obstacles.
Air it on different things.
On different platforms. But then you're like, you're maximizing, you know, what you're filming, you're maximizing the amount of athletes and. I mean, gosh, that seems to me like really simple.
Yeah, that's like them filming two seasons in 1 year with.
Correct.
Yeah, it's just logistics of filming. It's a good idea.
Because then you have, I mean, you could have the same, and even have it like the same course, but have like the youth division version and then the adult division and then the elite division, you know?
Somebody sign them, give them a contract.
Come on, guys, I'm here for it. I got all the ideas.
Number one is a podcast. This is all. Everything we said has been trademarked by Kinda Nice Asian Kinda Nice.
I'm just saying, Kent, if you're listening to this, dude, hit us up. You have our numbers. Yeah.
We
got ideas.
You. We appreciate you. We're here for you. And we're ready to help. We are.
I would, dude. I would like, it'd be fun to try to help them. I reached out to them, actually. I was like, yo, like, I want to help. And then they were like,
go get her.
They were like, it's too late.
The ship has sailed.
We're doing season 17. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but it was just like, yeah, it's too late for this. Yeah. But they were like, if it happens again, maybe. And I was like, all right, cool.
There you go. Well, what else we got? What else? We talked ninja.
We did, but we are the number one ninja podcast.
It's true. We gotta make sure we get that in every podcast that we are. We're serious about ninja. We're here. Got all the thoughts.
Yeah, volleyball's great, dude. Actually, I'll talk a little about volleyball. I did a grass tournament this Saturday.
As opposed to sand?
As opposed to sand. I don't like grass.
Grass? Can't you jump higher?
Yeah. I mean, I can, but it hurts to land on not sand. And also grass, it had like the freaking, what's it called? Spiky boys.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it had like the, like,
oh, little.
Yeah. So I was going to play barefoot and I was like, I can't play barefoot. This one dude was just dugging it out.
Did you
play
cleats then or what'd you do?
No, dude, I'm not trying to blow my ACL. Can you imagine landing in cleats? Yo, that'd be terrible.
I'm just trying to think, was it a good grip?
Nah, I mean,
guess?
I just, like one time I set one of my guys and he planted and just slid out. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
That's how you get hurt too.
Yeah, for sure. But no, it was a good grad. It was at U of H too. I had to go back to U of H, the old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
It felt weird. I didn't like it. I thought it'd be like cool to be back. And I was like, I don't like this place.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah. I was like, this place took so much
took my money
of my time
me.
And money from me. Like it was terrible. And then I got a parking ticket too. I was like, I hate this place. Dude, this place sucks. Yeah. Shout out U of H. You guys blow. no, they do, dude. I hate U of H. You pay like $10,000 tuition a year, and then they give you a freaking $300 parking ticket. And
oh my god!
Just trying to milk students for as much as they can.
And they get a lot of like cars broken into over there.
No, I mean, yeah, it's third ward. It's not great.
Yeah,
but yeah. So the tournament was over there. And we ended up going to the finals too. It was my bad too, because so I thought it was a co-ed tournament and we had to have a girl. It wasn't. So we ended up having three guys, one girl. And then the team we went against was all guys. And I was like, well, shit.
That's like not bad.
It wasn't. Our girl was pretty good. So like we got to the finals with her. So,
nice.
But, yeah, it was a really good day. We won like pretty much all of our games. We lost like three games the whole day, the finals games, and then one other random game. I got mad. Like, I try to be a good sportsman most of the time, and I really like don't ever not like people. Like, if I don't like people, like I'll usually just ignore them, or just like I don't go out of my way to hate people, is what I'm saying. Like, I'll either be indifferent towards you or I'll like you. There's usually not like a I don't like you phase. But there's a guy I really didn't like. Like, he just had this terrible like
face you want to punch.
His face was punchable. No. His vibe was terrible. Like, he was like I don't want to use like the C word is the best way to describe him.
Clingy?
No, like the British C word. Just an absolute C word, right? And then, but he was that, and then he tried to act like he was a really nice guy at the same time. He would
maybe he was. No, just he super wasn't. Competitive too.
Maybe I was. You know, honestly, I could be wrong. I could be in the wrong here.
Maybe you were just hypersensitive in that moment.
I could have been. But anyways, so we're playing against this guy, and he's just talking a lot. He's talking a lot, and he's like every time he does something, he's yelling. And I hate when people yell, because he's not like, if you yell towards your team, it's one thing. But if you yell like to the other side of the net, like it's like, all right, dude, like, because he's also like a very good indoor player and we're all beach players. So he's like much better than us at this, because grass is more like indoor than it is like sand. There's just like different disciplines. And so, yeah, this dude's like yelling across the net and just being a turd. And I'm like, all right, dude. And then at one point, I'm standing in the front of the net as a blocker. My server's behind me about to serve and he's on the other side receiving. And he asks me to move because I'm kind of like in the way of where the server is. In beach, that's a rule. You have to move. You can't be in the way. And then I just ask, I'm like, is that a rule? Like, is that, because I don't know. I don't play grass. So I ask him like, oh, is that the rule? Like, do I have to get out of the way? And he got like very butthurt. He was like, oh, dude, you don't have to be a dick. Like, just move. It's like a courtesy thing. Just, like, you know, where I play, we're all nice to each other. And I'm like, no, dude, like if that's not the rule, I'm not moving. Like, I'm not here to be nice to you. What are you talking about? And then he got like, yeah, he got beat, like he got angry. And then I ended up like kind of taking a step over to be semi-friendly. But after that, I was just like, F this guy. And then the rest of the tournament, he was just still yelling and being a turd. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's such. And like, it was like, if it was just me, I probably would have been over it. But like, one of my teammates was like, yeah, this guy's an absolute C too. And so, like, we were kind of feeding off each other. And at the end, they beat us, obviously.
Oh, not by no.
that. It felt bad, dude. I wanted to be that guy so
Lord
bad.
Was like, well, kid, I see your attitude. Yeah. And I'm going to let you just get defeated by your enemies, just like I did the Israelites.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough.
The ball does not lie.
It does not. But, yeah, at the end, the first game, he went on a super good run. He was just serving, like, absolute bombs. We couldn't receive him. But then he never did that again. He kept just serving into the net. So it was kind of like a streak. So the first game, they beat us by like 5 points. The second game, they beat us by two.
Oh.
It was like very close. And then after the game, like, you just like high five everybody. And I didn't not high five him. But I didn't like, I didn't go out of my way to like, you know what I mean? Like,
good game.
I kind of grazed his hand. Oh. And he got mad. He was like, oh, dude, you're such a good sportsman. And I was like, bro, ghost. And then I didn't say anything. I just kept walking. But I was like, oh my God, I hate that guy.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, let me enact love of grace of Christ. And I was like, I can't. In this moment, I just hate this guy. I hope he has a terrible week.
That's not good, kid.
That's tough, dude. How do you do that, though?
You.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, well, I was like. And then all of our freaking.
Kill him with kindness.
My team brought three volleyballs to the event. We left with zero. Three of our balls got stolen. I was like, all right, dude. Parking ticket, this turd, balls get stolen. It was a great day. We played.
You got a parking
volleyball.
Ticket too that same day?
Yeah, it was a great day.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got an extra. Yeah, they That's got awesome. Me. There's a visitor parking thing. There's like no sign that like you have to pay for it. Yeah. But then like in the fine print, it's like, oh, pay online by texting this number.
No.
And there's like nothing like, you know, they just go, oh, visitor parking this way. And I'm like, oh, I'm a visitor. Let me just go park over here. And then they slap you with a ticket.
That's college, man. Ain't nothing over there free.
Nothing free.
Will it affect my credit score if I don't pay it?
No, unless they go to maybe to like a private institution.
It's like $35 ticket. I don't feel like they would do that for that.
Take care of
that. I'm not paying that ticket.
You heard it here, everybody. Kid is paying that ticket.
I will appeal allegedly it. Not paying
I feel
it.
Like I could appeal it because it's just not fair.
So you're going to waste my money doing all that.
It's the principle, though. It's the principle, bro. F those guys.
Oh, man. What a world we live in. What a world. You can't even park your car to play a nice, fun game of grass volleyball.
You know how much space they have there, too?
I don't.
It was a Saturday. There's nobody there.
That's how they found your car so easily.
Yeah.
They're like, literally this guy. There's we got him.
30 cars for all the volleyball guys that are playing, and they're all just lit up with red tickets. And
one paid?
Like everybody got, because you can't tell that it's a paying lot.
Oh, that is
It just
awesome.
Looks like a regular lot.
That's hilarious.
So I'm like, man, these guys, if there was one or two tickets, I'd be like, yeah, this is my fault. But 30 cars got tickets.
They were like, we got them all.
It's a
setup. Quotas met for the month.
It's a setup, dude.
That is awesome.
We don't need to give out another single ticket the rest of this month.
A setup. And
that's hilarious.
It.
Well, that's life.
It is a guy.
That's life. That's life.
Let us bring it to a closing. Is there any other things we need to address?
No. Lots of ideas.
Man. Drake beef.
No, Drake beef's happening. Drake beef. McCartney. We're going to get McCartney back. I'm
maybe.
Sure.
Strictly maybe on that.
Strictly probably. Yeah. He just
came back. There's some big news with McCartney coming. We're not going to say what it is, but actually, no, I think he's already posted. No, maybe he hasn't. But there will be some big news with McCartney next episode, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll bring him on. Bring him on.
But no promises, because...
We'll try to bring him on.
We'll try to bring him on. Wavelength or just clothes? Which one's wavelength? Is that the same?
What is wavelength?
No. Yeah, what is wavelength?
Are we on the same one?
I want to do the numbers one again. I feel like we need to redeem that one.
Number.
The Declaration of Independence one?
No, dude.
We got to do it again.
No.
What is it?
It's the
worst game ever.
Let me play
ever.
With Rocky.
Okay, fine. Just let me be a bystander. I'll stand here or sit here and laugh.
So last time, for example, you thought of what? Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
And then, I'm going to say random words, and he's going to give me 1 through 100. One being like I'm no zero being like I'm nowhere near it, and 100 being like that's the word. Mm-hmm. So I think at some point I said tree, and he said like 50 or a higher number. And
it
I
was
like,
higher.
Okay.
It was higher.
So then I said like paper or something, and he was like, oh, we got like 80. And then I said like document, and then I just got declaration. So that's kind of the game.
Okay.
Good luck, my friend.
You think of the word, and I'll guess.
The hardest part is determining what the number word on the scale is going to be based on his guesses. Because whatever you say, if you're like 23, he's going to go one way or the other. Yeah. He's going to dial in on whatever you say. That's the
I think me and Rocky will be dialed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. let's find out.
Okay, let's try it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Astros.
5.
Okay. It's not in the sports realm. Octopus.
7.
Ooh. It's not really in the animal.
0.
Object.
Yeah, 50.
Small.
0.
Medium.
They can be so about...
Wait, you can't give him anything other than
just a number.
Okay,
just number.
45.
45. Large?
65.
Extra large. Talking jumbo.
35.
It's all relative.
Okay, so it's just large. It's just large. A large object. See, I'm getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A large object. A household thing.
75.
Ooh, it's a household thing. Is it in a bedroom?
25.
Like a bathroom item.
25.
Like a living room item.
85.
Living room item. TV.
32.
Couch.
100.
Let's go. See, you just suck at that game, brother.
Wow. You were the one guessing. That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was very good.
I feel like your line of reasoning with your guesses was
very good. That one. I've been studying the game.
It's great. So good. So good. We never have to do it again, you guys.
All right, guys. We hope you have really enjoyed this random episode. If you have, leave us a comment on the Instagram page. Check out the Patreon. You can get the full video episodes on there. patreon.com/kindanice. Shout out to all the patrons that support us. We couldn't do it without you guys. Shout out to Nanoka, our number one Patreon fan. And am I missing anything?
Send some encouragement for kid to have more dreams. Well, I don't know if that was a pizza dream.
Pizza dream?
Like when you eat a lot of food right before you go to sleep and you have like crazy lucid dreams. Happens to me anytime I eat food before I go to bed.
That's a you thing, brother.
That's a general thing. That's where the term came from. It's so popular. Everybody does it.
You ever heard of that?
It's pizza dream.
No, it sounds like.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it sounds like something you just made up.
I heard it on Nintendo.
It must be a Nintendo thing.
I'm going to say it's a Clinton thing.
Get out.
All right, guys. Have a good week. We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.
I'm kind of nice with the gear. Shout out my area code. I'm feeling nice with the drill. And I'm about to bury the flow. I'm about to make me a meal. Nothing gonna get in the way. You see, we're keeping it trill.